Welcome everybody to city council meeting. Feels like there's been quite a few of these this month. No. Sorry for the appearance, but we're getting the events ready. We're all stuck in the events. So we will have an invocation by Councilman Mike Ricks.
Our Father in heaven, we love thee and we love thy son. We're grateful for this wonderful city that we're part of. We're thankful that we've had so many opportunities to meet together and work through some of these challenging items. Pray for our hearts to be soft and united. And we pray that this all may move forward with success and become a great part of our city. Father, we ask a special blessing upon our festivities for this week, that there may be safety and that our town will be great host to all those who visit, and it can be a uniting and wonderful experience. And we say these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Please stand.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Nathan, would you give us a rundown on the multiple meetings leading up to this and then the planning and zoning?
Absolutely. So the main thing you'll see in front of you that we're going through tonight is the Fairview Motocross Track Rules, Regulations, and Operating Plan. I mean me, Jim Cheney, Mike Rigby, a couple of the members of the MX team, and then most of the residents that lived down directly adjacent to the motocross track, had a meeting last Thursday, and we all came into agreement. You can see some signatures on the very back page. Just representing kind of agreeance with these rules and regulations. Now, after those rules and regulations, I'll get into kind of the fine print of those in a second, but immediately after that, we had a planning commission meeting. That was yesterday, and the planning commission just passed it on. You know, they had no comment, no discussion on it. They just figured to pass it on to the city council. The main points of focus, I guess, in these operating rules that people would be concerned about. Obviously, you have all your general track and pit rules, your safety, that kind of thing. We're looking at number 4. I've got it up on your screens right now and on the main screen here in the room in the council chambers. There's up to 3 days a week of practice between the hours of 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. There will be a maximum of 6 hours of practice on each of those days. No track use on Sundays. Weekly schedule will be posted every Friday for the following week by Fairview MX. Now, obviously, we'll post that on the city page, city Facebook. We'll get as much spread on that as we can. The residents in the meeting on Thursday really stressed communication. And, you know, they were fine with up to 3 days a week. They just want to know when those 3 days are going to be. And so they can work around them. And if they've got online classes, that kind of thing, they can you know, find a better place, or we can work with their schedules, vice versa. Jim Cheney and the motocross track team expressed their thoughts that they won't be able to hold an event on the motocross track this year just due to time constraints. They said that just the gates that they would need to run one of these events are about 10 weeks out, so you don't want to order them, put them in, then have to rip them out right away. And then the kind of final one is number 13, is that Fairview City will have the track demolished / leveled by the end of day, October 31st, 2025. Now, the residents' concern with, you know, why we ended up kind of deciding on October 31st in that meeting was, basically, we just don't want the ground to freeze and then it to be pushed off until a later date and things get snowy and muddy out there. And so they would kind of like it leveled by you know, the end of October, and the motocross track team expressed that there probably wouldn't be much use around that time anyways on the track. So that's about it. And with your approval of these rules and regulations, then the motocross track will be open for public use.
Any council discussion?
Can I toss a quote in here? That's appropriate. Okay, when Richard Nixon, sorry guys, I'm a historian, so history teacher, I do this. When Richard Nixon was leaving by plane after he resigned and President Ford had taken office and addressed the public for the first time as president, he said, and I quote, "Our long national nightmare is over." And I think that probably is applicable here, that it's come to a successful resolution, and I think both sides have learned from it, and let's move forward.
Anybody else like to comment? If no other comments, I would entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion that we approve the rules and regulations and operating schedule as written.
We have a motion. Do we have a second?
I second.
We have a second. All in favor? Oh, we should do roll call. Bob?
Yes.
Casey?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, everyone. I would even allow some clapping at this point. Okay. Thank you, everyone, for the participation in the process and everything else. What's that? For the participation in the process, and I hope we have a very fun celebration over the next week. We have been working on water control in the fields and the roads leading up to it and the parking lots, and so hopefully water control, dust control. So hopefully we can mitigate that further. So thank you all. Charlene?
I motion we adjourn.
Adjourn, thank you. 10 minutes right on the dot.
That's pretty
good. What time you going?
Is it just sugar?
I know.
Just go for
it. There we go. What time are you going out there?
I've got to go down and help with the little programming machine.